Welcome back. You're in the huddle. What a 1 point to the game. Moving along on a Friday. Guys, let's go right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line because I'm very excited about our next guest. 8 years in the NFL. Broadcast with our buddy Bob Soucy all year long on the station. Hey, it's Scott Zolak. How you doing, Scott?
It's good to be with you guys. It's funny. You know, everybody thinks Vermont. Yeah, you're up there in the woods. You're up there in the sticks. The fact you're you got this TikTok thing going. We're just starting to get to that thing here in Boston. So
yeah, our first
thing the kids like. I got three kids. Two of them are on TikTok, and it's the latest craze.
I love it. All right, Scott, right off the bat, I got to know, you're a Pats guy. You're like the biggest Pats guy. What do you make of all this Brady stuff that broke yesterday? It was all over the place. I don't know if he's coming, he's going, who to believe. What do you make of all this stuff?
What I think the most impressive thing about, you know, covering the team, being with the team, calling games with the team. I do a lot of TV with Bill during the year. Do some stuff with him in the offseason. Of course, I know Tom very well. The ability of both sides to internalize everything. Now, it's up to you as a listener or you guys as a talk show host, me as an analyst, talk show host guy, to believe which side. And you're going to get a lot of these reports that come out. And this is part of the positioning. I think we're all new here. It's 20 years. They're into this. Tom negotiated last July to get to this point, to have the ability to potentially go to free agency. I'm not believing anything at this point, and I think that's the best thing you could do because, really, I mean, it's leverage. There's going to be a lot of teams that are going to be interested in him. I think you have to pick up the phone. I think the reason maybe his camp got to a guy like Jeff Darlington or anybody else that says, you know, he's really ready to test free agency is the fact to alert the league that we'll actually pick up the phone because I think there's a sentiment out there that Tom Brady's going back to the New England Patriots. And I think Bill wants to win, Tom wants to win. And I think the best thing that they have together is they both win together, and they've done that. You know, we've averaged 12 wins a year. I've called multiple Super Bowls and just doing, you know, 7 years of broadcasting. Been to 4 Super Bowls with this squad. I just don't know if you get that if you go to the Chargers, you go to the Raiders, you go to Tampa, you go to Miami. Right now, if it's not New England, I think it's a two-team race. I think it's New England 1, and I think it's Tennessee 2.
Ooh,
right. Ideally for Tom.
Yeah. So you know Tom well. I mean, you speak to him a lot, obviously. Do you think he's sitting back and just sort of chuckling of all this silliness? Because it seems like the talking heads yesterday went from maybe to definitely in one day.
Well, I think he's got a really good agent in Don Yee. You know, Steve Dubin is his business guy. They work in conjunction. And the job of the agency or the group leading it, this isn't coming from Tom. You know, this is coming from them to say, hey, you know what? There is going to be a market for a guy at the age of 43. And both sides have indicated this. This is unprecedented territory. And if I'm another team, do you really want to fork over $60, $70 million guaranteed for a 43-year-old? And I saw Peyton Manning get that cliff. And I know Tom's not going to hit that cliff. Because Peyton had the injury when he left Indy.
Yeah.
Tom doesn't have any injuries. Tom takes care of his body. He's maniacal about it. I think he knows his best turnkey situation for him is to stay with the Patriots. Because if you go anywhere else, whether it's, you know, to the Raiders, that's John Gruden, that's West Coast offense. I ran Tom's offense with Charlie Weiss, you know, with Josh McDaniels, who took it to another level, Billy O'Brien. It's the old Ron Earhart offense. I know how it's numbered. The West Coast offense is archaic to it. The terminology is different. Tom doesn't want to go somewhere else and take on somebody else's offense. Does Gruden really want to say, hey, Tom, come in on March, whatever it is, 20th, install everything? Tom talked about this 2 years ago. He needs to allocate his time differently because he has demands of his family. It's not a normal player situation where you're married to a normal wife and you have normal kids. You know, he's got his one son, Jack, with Bridget Monahan that he needs to balance, who's New York-based. Giselle puts him in a Clooney status. So there's a lot of different situations dealing with Tom as there would be opposed to any other 43-year-old, say Brett Favre, hitting the market at the same time.
So you had to take a pay cut at one point in your career, lost a starting spot, your position was challenged. How hard is that for a QB? How hard is it for Tom Brady to look at it and say, well, maybe my strength of position here is being challenged?
Well, I think the biggest thing, and you mentioned that, so you know, Parcells told me, hey, we got to cut your money down. So I did the deal with Robert Kraft at Drew Bledsoe's wedding at the time to cut my deal down and made sure that I wanted to stay in New England. I accepted my role as a backup. So I was happy in New England. I liked being in New England. The problem I had was my last year, it wasn't a problem. It was going to Miami or the Jets. You know, I went to the Jets for a couple months with Parcells. Then I ended up with Jimmy Johnson down in Miami my last year. Mm-hmm. It was great to be with Dan Marino, but you're entering a locker room and you always feel as that outsider. You know, not to say Brady would feel that, but you're not going to walk into any other locker room other than a Patriots locker room and understand what that culture change is going to be like. And it takes a while to implement that culture change. This is why I think that the Giants are also potentially interested in him. Joe Judge, you know, Jerry Schaplinski, our own quarterback coach here, is down there with Jason Garrett now in with the Giants. And what better way to get Daniel Jones going in 2 years is to sit behind Tom Brady, bring Brady in, you know, find a way to win here with a running game and a good offensive line and, you know, a good defense. Joe Judge is a really good coach. You know, the Giants could be an outlier at number three, I think. But, you know, I hear Kurt Warner talk about it. You know, Joe Montana, who my dad coached in high school, talked about it. Yeah, if I was giving Brady advice, don't leave. Don't leave San Francisco. Don't go to Kansas City, you know. So the grass isn't always greener there, and it takes a while to establish a culture. And I think Tom has it perfect here where you show up for mini camp, you show up for regular camp, let's go.
Former Patriots quarterback Scott Zolak with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com. You mentioned Joe Judge. You mentioned the Giants. Does the Belichickian way of coaching, does it work now for new coaches? Like, can Joe Judge go into New York and act the way that Belichick acts, or is Belichick just grandfathered into that old style?
I think you look at all the guys that have left here. You know, I think Billy O'Brien has handled it the best. He went to Penn State. I think Billy's different than Bill. You know, Romeo tried to do it in Cleveland. It didn't work. Charlie did it, tried to be a sort of a Parcells, hard-ass type guy with Notre Dame and eventually in Florida and wherever he went. That ultimately didn't work. Bill's different than everybody. Bill doesn't care what anybody thinks. I think all these other guys that leave, you have a perception that you need to establish within an organization where you ingratiate yourself to that organization, to that fan base, to that locker room. Never seen anything like Bill. Bill's different. I had Parcells for 5 years. At Pete Carroll, Jimmy Johnson. Belichick's different than all these guys. He doesn't care what decision he makes to the better interest of the team that will be talked about publicly, whether negative, whether positively. Bill doesn't care, and I don't think anybody can replicate what Bill Belichick has done.
Wow. Hey, Scott, you know how millennials are, and I'm not going to throw a net over all. Oh, what the hell, we will.
They suck. How about that?
Okay. Yeah. Well, the only reason I bring that up is if you see Tom Brady going to another team, and that other team was good, and the Patriots were 5-11, can you see some of these Patriot fans going, you know, I don't want to be a Patriots fan anymore. I'm a Tom Brady fan. Yeah, and root for that new team, or that's not going to happen?
Well, here's the problem. When you walk in and you're 43 and you're in a new locker room, part of the people you're going to be playing with are these damn millennials. So here's the guy coming in. And Tom, I'm serious, and Tom is so demanding. And I think that was part of the problem last year. Tom was happiest when Antonio Brown was here because you knew you needed Antonio Brown. Tom knew right away, prior to Antonio Brown coming here, we're not good enough on offense to have the right type of people around us to be the type of offense we need to be. We beat Kansas City in Kansas City a year ago. And this is why Tom was cranky all year. He knew it. Even though they won 12 games, it was sort of a fake 12-win season. 12 wins tough, man. I don't care what you say. The NFL, you get to 10 wins, you get double digits, that's impressive. Brady knew even at 12 wins, we're not good enough to get to where we need to go.
So over the decade or whatever it's been, we've been doing this show up here in what did you call it, the boonies?
Yeah.
I would say...
Yeah, what, you're up, Barrett. It's fine. I've been up to Queechee. Queechee Gorge and all that.
I've been to Queechee. One of the nicest guests we ever had on this show, even all he went to talk about was wine, was Drew Bledsoe. And you played with him. What was it like playing with an early Drew Bledsoe in his career?
I was a good buffer between he and Bill, because Bill was obviously a very overpowering force to try to get Drew to play in a certain way. And that was a cool thing to have Parcells bring ex-Giants into our locker room. And, you know, going back to the culture thing to establish that, you know, and you get a young 22-year-old kid coming in, it's got a rifle, and we all got rifles, and, hey, one guy plays, you know, and you got to accept the role if you want to be the backup. So I think I was a pretty good buffer to Drew, and we had some good days where we go go home and find his Henry Weinhardt's beer that they made out of Portland, so to bring him back to home. So I had to nurse the baby, so to speak, a little bit, because Bill was so hard on him at practices. But that was the best thing about rolling out there on Sundays. We were so prepared because Parcells was so hard on us, especially guys like Drew Bledsoe early in his days.
So we love asking this question. We'll get you out on this. Who's your favorite all-time teammate?
Great question. Brewski's up there. Curtis, I mean, from a class perspective, and just a gentleman's perspective, work ethic, Curtis Martin. I love playing with Irving Fryer. I got the good Irving Fryer at the end.
Wow.
I mean, I've balanced a lot of different guys. Love Ben Coates. Of course, I love the old linemen. You got to befriend the linemen. Yeah. Right? But, you know, Willie McGinnis, Brewski, those guys, man. Ty Law, you know, because I'm a Pittsburgh guy. Ty played at Aliquippa. It's hard, man. It's a hard answer. I go Brewski, Ty Law, and Curtis Martin.
I love it. Teddy Brewski, I love it. 8 years in the NFL, broadcast with our buddy Bob Soucy.
Yeah,
go ahead.
He's all pissed at me. Not pissed at me today, but he's chirping me on Twitter. He put an old combine video out there when he had that mullet. He looked like Poncherella from Chips. And I chirped him on Twitter. You got to see his Twitter. He put out a video from the combine. I go, yeah, you're Punch. Come on, Zoe,
kill
me right now.
I love it.
That's my boy.
I love it. He's Scott Zolak. Scott, hey, thanks a lot, man. We'll have to do it again. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, I love being on a game. I'll see you guys.